Hello everyone and welcome to the top five. Our first story, in Egypt, police have fired tear gas to disperse protesters condemning the mass trial of Brotherhood supporters in Minya. Clashes broke out at Minya University as student protesters gathered to denounce the trial of about 700 Brotherhood supporters. The defendants are facing charges of murder, inciting violence and sabotage. Reports from Egypt say about a tenth of the defendants were present in court and the others were being tried in absentia. The Muslim Brotherhood's top leader, Mohammed Badi, and other jailed senior Brotherhood figures are among those on trial. Egypt's army-backed government prevented them from attending the session, citing security reasons. Defense lawyers also boycotted the proceedings in protest at the mass death penalties the same court handed down to over 500 alleged Brotherhood supporters on Monday. Karim Gamaluddin is our correspondent with us now live from Cairo with all the latest. So, Karim, we'll start with the crackdown that we're seeing protesters face. They've come out, especially in Minya University, we're hearing. Tell us about the type of response that they're getting and if anyone's been injured as a result.
Yes, as we expected, Homan, as we said on Press TV, that immediately following the sentence, that it is going to cause further tensions and polarization in a country already rocked by internal strife. The army toppled the country's first democratically elected president, and so it is. Clashes broke out in the university between the protesters and student protesters and central security forces who are continuing with their violent, massive crackdown on anti-government protesters and also the anti-coup alliance. Led by the Muslim Brotherhood, has called for nationwide rally on Wednesday in public squares, including Rabah and Nahda squares, where the two pro-Morsi encampments were forcefully dispersed last year, causing the death of hundreds and the injury of many more. And also speaking, Homa, about the reactions to this then reaction are pouring in both locally and internationally as wide condemnation and criticism is ramping up against the Egyptian judiciary as it has been accused by the human rights advocates as well as the international players that such a sentence is fanatical and that it has violated all the international procedures and legislation, and especially that this sentence or this verdict was given out following only two sessions. And this has caused extreme outrage and disappointment among many Egyptians from all walks, even those who are liberal activists and revolutionaries who have taken to the war actually against Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood, but they deem this verdict as strange and weird, according to what they say, and that they believe that the Egyptian judiciary is being politicized and used as a tool or being involved in the political scene in Egypt to ensue a massive crackdown that has been launched against the Muslim Brotherhood and Islamic figures in Egypt following the army's coup last year. Yes, Omar.
Thank you very much, Karim Gamaluddin, a correspondent in Cairo for us there.